Yeah, it would be disappointing if we didn't get gold because we would have wondered what we've done for the last 4 years. But no, it was amazing, and it doesn't just happen in one season. That's 4 years of hard work, and even the years before London and training investment in us from coaches, support staff, it all came true in Rio, which is great.
And you've been helped out by the Army because they've got this elite sports programme for the Army athletes. And how excited about the expansion, because they're trying to get more athletes involved with it now?
Yeah, it's really exciting. The biggest thing for me is having that formalised programme that soldiers who join the Army can see pathway they can follow. When I joined, there was no formal pathway, and it was kind of my chain of command taking a risk with me and saying, yeah, absolutely, we'll give you the time, and the regiment will suck up the fact that we're short of an officer for a while. And then I managed to get onto the elite sports or elite athletes PID. But when I was looking to do that, there was no formal pathway for me to follow, so it was kind of feeling my way a little bit. Whereas now I think the young soldiers can look and go, this is exactly where I want to go, and that's the obvious route. So I think that's really exciting because it won't scare people away. People will think, you know what, I want to go for a world championship or Olympic or whatever it is, and they can see an obvious route to take that. And for them, it's just about the hard work and training. They don't have to worry about the other bits and pieces around it anymore.
So you're saying you found it beneficial. What sort of benefits were they being part, not just the Army Elite Sports Programme, but of course you've got the English of Institute Sport and UK Sport as well. What sort of benefits do you get from that?
The biggest benefits I've found are things like it's the medical support, and it's the knowledge of elite athletes and what help you need as an athlete. Because yeah, you can go to your normal doctor and say, oh, my hamstring's tight or whatever, but it's going to someone who's a sports specific doctor and they understand, and then they direct you to the physiotherapist who then understands your body, your sport and what you need to be able to do. And it's not getting you just fit for work, it's getting you fit for training, which is very different. And then the other side of that is actually all the prehab stuff you can do, and it's being able to work regularly with physios and nutritionists to make sure that your body's in the best shape possible to be able to train. So for me, one thing I've said a number of times for Helen and myself, the consistency in results we get is because of the consistency of training we do. And the consistency of training we do is because of all the work we do with the physios and the nutritionists, the biomechanists, the physiologists. All those people play a massive part. And that's what the EIS can offer to Army athletes now. And that's what TAS can offer them as well. It's really important.
So athletes getting onto the scheme then, how does it affect their Army life? How did it make a difference, and how do you balance your career in sport?
I think the bit that it helps young soldiers is it shows them that they've still got a career in the Army while having sport. And I think that's really important when they're trying to explain to their chain of command that they want time off to go and play sport, that they're not saying, this is the end of my career. It's saying, this is just a side path I'm taking for now, and I'm invested in my career, and I will come back to it, and I'll make sure I do the career stuff required. There's a little onus on the soldier themselves to make sure the athletes, that they do those career things. But they need to have that opportunity from their chain of command to go away and do these things. And that's what this programme helps with, and yeah, hopefully there'll be a lot more of them as time goes on.
Of course, you have been well supported by the British Army, your chain of command, your regiment, yeah, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I can't thank them enough for what they've done, and the risk my first CO took by saying absolutely have some time off and go away and train with the British team was amazing. And yeah, without that I wouldn't have got to where I am. But it wasn't just him, it was also my fellow troop commanders at the time and my staff sergeant who helped me carry on doing my job and managing my troop to ensure that the careers of the soldiers I was in charge of didn't suffer for the fact that I was away doing other things. And so it's never just the athlete, it's never the individual, it's always as a team behind them, whether it's people enabling them to have time away or people supporting them in what they do.
So double gold Olympian, world and European champion, what's next for you? Tokyo 2020?
That's an option, yeah. Undecided at the moment. I'm going to make sure I make the right decision. When that decision is, I'm not too sure, but yeah, we'll see.
So what one piece of advice then would you give to the up and coming British Army athletes that maybe joining the scheme now, or maybe are thinking about it, thinking, do you know what, just been inspired, say particularly by you or other GB athletes this Rio 2016, what one piece of advice would you give them?
My bit of advice would be take the opportunity, take the risk and give it a go. But with that, on the flip side, it's not going to be easy and no one's going to give you anything for free. You've got to work hard at it, and there is the onus on you as an individual to make the most of that opportunity.